Hey, welcome back to the Last Shot, the last cast for the weekend edition of Outdoors Live on News Radio, the Mighty 790 KFGO, FM 94.1, 104.7, the KFGO mobile app, and don't forget KFGO.com. As always, I want to remind you that you can email me, outdoorslive@gmail.com. You can text outdoors to 35270. I may not get it immediately, but I will get it and I will respond. Still to come on the weekend edition of Outdoors Live, podcast extra with Scotty Brewer and Kyle Agri. You listen to Gone Outdoors at 11 o'clock on Saturday mornings, but not everybody can listen at 11 o'clock. Not everybody can catch the podcast. So appreciate being able to bring you a podcast extra from Scotty Brewer and Kyle Agri. Now, the last cast, the last shot, it's Scotty Brewer, Kyle Agri, from Brewer and Agri, Gone Outdoors. It's our podcast extra.
On this segment, we're going to chat with a friend of ours. We get him on once or twice a year because we love to support his program because it is a doozy. Brian Solem, president, founder, Outdoor Adventure Foundation. How are you doing, Brian?
Well, I'm just doing just great, guys. How about you?
Doing very, very well. You know, Brian, I've always thought that Kyle and I are very busy people. Until we talk to you and find out that we got some things to do if we're going to be really, really, really busy people, because you are always on the go with your company, Outdoor Adventure Foundation. And so the tagline or the mantra of the show is making big dreams come true. Let's talk a little bit about that. What exactly is the Outdoor Adventure Foundation?
Well, you know, we take youth with cancer and other life-threatening illnesses on outdoor adventures, hunting and fishing. And, you know, it's we have a show called Dream Makers, you know, that's on Midco Sports here and WDAY Extra every week. And we're also on the Pursuit Channel nationally. They're pretty proud of the show and a lot of work that goes into it. But, you know, we do, it's grown so much through the years, and the hunts even amaze me. The landowners that have, you know, we've become friends with through the years and that host hunts for us, you know, bull elk hunts. And we do an amazing bull moose hunt every year. We get one tag a year in North Dakota for that. And, you know, we do other ones and, you know, bear hunts. And we also do all the adventures for disabled veterans up to age 40 that are wheelchair bound, lost a limb, or wounded in active duty. And, you know, so, you know, we meet all these amazing recipients, you know, some of the youth and kids, they fight just unbelievable battles. And, you know, some, you know, many of them have lost a leg amputated due to osteosarcoma, those kind of things. And, you know, we match them up with hunts that are just amazing, you know, that hunts that we can do, you know, accessible. And a lot of landowners and all the great supporters we have in town. You know, and you guys know we got our big annual event coming up a week from Saturday here on the 23rd at the Hilton Garden Inn here in Fargo. And all our supporters turn out for us. You know, it's a sold-out event where we present all the trophy mounts to all our recipients on that evening from last year. Antelope hunts, white-tailed deer hunts, bull elk hunts, and, you know, fishing stories and all kinds of stuff. So it's... And, you know, for me, it's turned into, it keeps growing. I've got, you know, seven chapters around the country, eight chapters in seven states, I guess, and helping them all to do amazing things. You know, I've got an amazing bunch of guys that help out. Dave Lipp, he's just an amazing, amazing cameraman, field producer for us, and others, you know, Lee Linus and guys that are just out there all the time, you know, supporting our mission. So, and you guys too, or helping us and spreading the word and being a part of and hosting the fishing trips for us like you've done in the past. When you guys took a recipient up there on the big lake for a big greenback, and, you know,
Lake Winnipeg. That was a fantastic experience, Brian. And I know that the family that got to go on that trip was just had an incredible time. But I'm not gonna lie, we both had an incredible time as well being a part of it. And you know, Brian, that makes me, we want to get to the event and some of the details, but just how long have you been doing this? How long has the Outdoor Adventure Foundation been around, and how did it get its start?
Well, we're going into our 15th year. I started it, but I've actually been doing it for about 20 years. You know, so, It's yeah, it's wow. Our 15 years. It's gone by, and it's I'm slowing down a step from what I used to could. So,
well, you have a lot more helpers than you did 15 yeah. years ago, Brian.
So yeah, I got good directors in the chapters. My Minnesota chapter had just an amazing event a week and a half ago down in the Twin Cities.
Yes,
it was really something. So they do, and my chapter in Nevada does. We do a lot for veterans out of Nevada. So anyway, but
Brian, we're looking for yep. A lot of great things come from an idea. What gave you the idea that this was something that you wanted to dedicate your life to?
Well, it was mostly that I think everybody should give back in any way that they can. And it's, I had a lot of connections in the outdoor world with Keith Warren and Keith Mark and friends that have other connections, big connections in the outdoor world. And that's my way of giving back. It's something that I really enjoy to do. And we're all about keeping kids and veterans connected to the outdoors and with something to look forward to. When, you know, when you see a kid that's in the hospital going through treatment, which we do often with our recipients, having something to look forward to. You know, we were just in the hospital the other day that one of our recipients that had a leg amputated, you know, you know, their days of sports are done. And not that I like sports. We all like football, hockey, you know, but their days of doing that are done. But as we all know, the outdoors is something you do forever. And so that's what we're about, is keeping them. We're not a one-time wish organization. We want to keep kids connected to the outdoors, give them opportunities to go on hunts or adventures that they would never get to experience, you know, a bull moose hunt or a bull elk hunt for most of them. And, you know, we get the heads mounted for them. And we'll be presenting at our banquet a week from Saturday. From last fall, you know, we got all these taxidermists that help us out. Paul Sparrow and Chris Cantler and all the guys around the area, that Aaron Reiling and Jim Benson and many guys that mount heads for us, and they do them in a rush order. And many, you know, help us out with all that to get them all ready for this banquet, which is a rush thing, but it works out. It's just a lot of busy. So.
Yeah, you get it.
Like, it's all good, though.
That's like, kind of like how we started the segment. You are an extremely busy guy, and a lot of our listeners now know why. So you got this big banquet coming up here in another week. It's already sold out, I believe, so people can't get tickets if they wanted to. But
they can call me, and we can sneak some in. There's always, you know, like some of our corporate accounts come and they buy a table for 10, but you know, there might be 8 that show up or 7, so we can always sneak in. The only way to do it is to call me to get tickets at this point. So
and if people want to help out with this organization, if we've tugged on a couple heartstrings enough, if somebody wants to help out besides the banquet, they can help out at any time. And assuming it's the same, they just call you wherever they're at, and then you'll get them hooked up with whoever is the right person for them to talk to. What's your number, Brian?
Well, my number is 701-361-1888. And, you know, anybody can go to our website. You know, if you want to make a donation, help out, we have many ways. We have, I think, spare change. I mean, you can go to our website. You can give $5, give $10, you know, or any amount on there. All kinds of that kind of stuff. So we're always looking for supporters, companies that want to even sponsor our show, Dream Mark Makers, be a part of that. We're a great marketing tool, and you know, we're a faith-based bunch. We're out there. This is how we see. We're doing God's work is what we see. We're out there in His great outdoors, and we spread that word.
Amen, my friend. Thank you, Brian, for all that you do. Thank you for everything that the Outdoor Adventure Foundation does. And thank you for sharing with our listeners. We appreciate it.
Well, love your show too, guys. So Gone Outdoors, we listen to it all the time.
All right. Thanks for coming on the show.
And that is going to put the wraps on the weekend edition of Outdoors Live right here on AM 790, FM 104.7, 94.1. You can take us with you wherever you go. Listen on the KF Jewel mobile app, on the World Wide Web, on your desktop. Don't forget to check out the podcast as well. And I encourage you to check out KFJoe.com for not only the Outdoors Live podcast, but you'll hear other great outdoors topics covered by News and Views with Joel Heitkamp, It Takes Two with Amy Eiler and JJ Gordon, Tyler Axness on an Afternoons Live. They all do a great job of covering maybe some of the more news events of the outdoors world, the hunting and the fishing, but nonetheless, some great content, some great information that is right there. I want to encourage you to get outdoors, even if it's just for a walk around the block. The fresh air, the sunshine, it's good for the heart, it's good for the soul, and thank you for allowing us to be a part of the weekend edition of Outdoors Live on AM 790, FM 94.1, 104.7, KFJoe.com, the KF Jewel mobile app. Until next time, I'm Doug Lear, reminding you, as always, keep your lines tight and your powder dry. Have a great one out there.